Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. As I brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, we were talking about the tragedy that occurred in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve willfully chose to disobey God. And at that time, however, God was still merciful to them. He clothed them with animal skins. He did send them out from the Garden of Eden, but He gave them a promise, and He made the devil a promise. He spoke to the serpent, and He said, "I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. He shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." That's Genesis 3:15. Beloved, if you wonder why the world hates righteousness, why they hate Jesus, why the devil hates the church, it all began in Genesis 3:15. But not only would there be enmity, God made the devil another promise. He said, he, who was he referring to? The seed of the woman. Who was the seed of the woman? It's interesting, the choice of words, because Isaiah talks, a virgin shall conceive. And while our human minds cannot grasp the immensity of it, God's nature, the very divine nature of God, was in Jesus. He was. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. That was Jesus. Normally, for a child to be born, it takes the sperm of a male and the seed, the ovum of a woman. That's why it was addressed as seed, because she was a virgin. She had not known man. And the Holy Spirit came upon her, and Jesus became flesh and dwelt among us. He developed as a baby, as a fetus, and was born as a tiny baby and grew up as a child. He increased in wisdom and in favor with God and man. And so the bruise that the Lord Jesus promised to give to the head of the devil is a death blow. God has raised up His Son Jesus Christ from the dead. He was crucified. He truly did die. He shed His blood. There was a spear thrust into His side to prove that indeed He was dead. He was taken down from the cross, but the grave could not hold Him. Hallelujah. He came out after 3 days. And this same Jesus shall administer the final death blow to Satan. Satan did indeed bruise his heel, but Jesus Christ cast the death blow to the work of Satan. We haven't seen it finally accomplished. He said it is finished, but there is a time coming when Satan himself shall be bound and cast into the lake of fire. 1 Peter 1:23 states, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. That seed is Jesus. He is the Word. He's the seed. John 1:1 states, in the beginning, that was before all of time, was the Word. That Word was Christ, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God Himself. Now, let's take a few moments and just look in a natural way at what a seed is. Now, if any of you have planted gardens, then you are familiar with the seeds that will bring forth flowers or perhaps vegetables or trees for fruit. But then I'm sure you're also acquainted with the other seeds that proliferate. That was part of the curse God told Adam. Thistles and thorns and weeds. My goodness, they seem to be more prosperous, healthier, even more hardy than the desirable plants that we'd like to see grow. But let's look at a seed. A seed is, if you will, the egg of a flowering plant. You know, here in Idaho, I'd never see them till I moved here. 8 years ago? Anyway, they're called goat heads, and they're quite amazing. They do have little yellow flowers, and they once they spring up, it's amazing. Their tentacles stretch out. If you let them go unhampered, unhindered, they can grow for feet. They stretch out. They don't grow up. They grow out along the ground. And the goat heads, if you will, it's a little round thing, and it's got spikes. It's like a porcupine, and you will forever remember when you step on one of them, if you happen to bring one in the house. So they have the little yellowing, the little flowering. It's a little yellow flower, and you really need to get them up by the roots. They love the heat, and they can get by with little water. But anyway, this seed, if you will, of a flowering plant, it contains everything necessary for the producing of a new plant that will grow to be just like the one from which the seed came. And of course, that's true as far as humankind. And that's true of animals. You know, he made everything after its kind. When male and female animals join, or a man and a woman, if there's a pregnancy, there's a fertilized ovum in the womb of a woman, and that seed at the very, very beginning, the time the life begins, that is a human being that is being formed. In 9 months, that child will be born. So inside of every fertile seed that can grow into a new plant, there are several necessary parts. A little bit of a science lesson now. There's always the germ of the seed from which the growth must start. Then there's an important supply of food for the germ. That's also contained within the seed itself. And around the outside of the food section and covering the germ of the seed as well, there's a protective coating. And the covering is strong enough to protect the seed, but it's not too tough. See, the Creator knows just the right strength, so that seed, as it grows, it can sprout to break through when it's ready to reach that stage. So in our analogy, let's look at what Christ has done for us. Christ is that incorruptible seed of which we are born of, if you will. And the Word is the germ of the seed which our spiritual growth must start with, right? We should desire the sincere milk of the Word. And the Holy Spirit is the covering. He is our protector. He's the covering, if you will, around us. But he doesn't keep the seed from sprouting forth. No, in fact, the Holy Spirit shows forth Christ in our lives. He helps us. He's our counselor. He's our teacher. He shows us the way to grow, the right choices to make. He's with us. Jesus isn't with us because, remember, he told the disciples, he said, I have to go. And he is seated at the right hand of the Father, ever living to make intercession for us. But he said, it's very needful I go, because I'm going to send the Holy Spirit, the promise of the Father. And the Holy Spirit is wonderful. He is right with us every moment of every day. And he's so smart. He will show you the easiest, the simplest way to do things. And so often in our busy lives, we neglect this precious fellowship of the Holy Spirit. He's there to help us. He's there to strengthen us. Jesus is the vine. Isn't that what he said? We are the branches. And so, beloved, we have such wonderful potential because of the precious Holy Spirit. He brooded over the waters, hallelujah, before creation, waiting for Jesus to speak forth the word. You know, I just have to stop. I feel the ministry of the Holy Spirit. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, I have been sent by the Father to strengthen, to minister to you. I will cause your feet to be directed in a straight and an upward path. I know you desire to grow in the knowledge and in the wisdom of God. And through the anointing, my presence, my power, I will cause the Word of God to be made alive to you. I will give you direction for your daily life. I will speak Rhema words out of the Word of God that will be relevant and timely for your life, the things that you need to know, the things that you need to hear, the answers that you require, the scriptures that you need for spiritual warfare, the precise promises you need to stand upon in the Word of God to resist the work of the enemy. As you are submitted to God, know that the enemy will flee from you. That is the example that Jesus gave to you. He quoted the Word of God. And so, beloved, it is a good thing. It is good to heed the word of counsel, the word of counsel that is contained in the Word of God, and the word that I shall speak, that still small voice to your own spirit, to lead you in the path of righteousness, that you need not slip, that you need not fall, that you need not be turned aside. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And the task the Father has given the Spirit of God is to reveal that truth, to reveal the way, to reveal the promises of God, the richness and revelation that is hid from the wisest of men through the ages, but it is being revealed in this time and in this day to the children of God. Therefore, rejoice, for your God is with you. I will never leave you, never forsake you. Those were the words that Jesus spoke, and they are alive and is filled with the dunamis of God, the power of God, the vitality of the Godhead to strengthen you and to cause you to rise up, to mount up, and to walk with a firm step, that your feet not be turned aside, but that you shall set your faith as a flint upon the things of God and go forward only, says the Spirit of God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the Word of God. Thank you, Lord, for your encouragement. Thank you, Lord, that no matter how low we feel, no matter if we're down in that miry pit that David described, you brought us up also out of that miry pit. You established our feet upon a rock. You established our goings, and you put a new song in our mouth, even praise unto our God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the work of the Spirit. Thank you for the agency, His strength, His help, and Father, we bless you. We are so grateful for all that you do in our lives, in Jesus' name. Well, beloved, my time is gone. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you and pray for you every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,